Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, if you're into microcontroller boards at all, so we're talking about the Arduino, the Raspberry Pi Pico, then I'm sure you've heard about microcontroller boards based around the ESP processors from Expressive Systems. Now, Expressive Systems is a Chinese fabless microprocessor design company, and they use CPUs from Cadence Systems, so that's the Extensa LX6, the LX7, and they're also now starting to use some RISC-V cores. Now, most of the boards that you buy for the ESP system, ecosystem come directly from China. You have to buy them from AliExpress. You might have to wait for a month for them to turn up. And you know that you don't know whether the buy you're getting from on the AliExpress store is a good buyer or is it not a good buy. You have to pay taxes when you do the import. Now, if all that sounds like too much hassle for you, there is now a company in Europe that are making ESP microcontroller boards, specifically an ESP32 board and an ESP32S2 board. And today we're going to be looking at both of those boards and see what is available. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so obviously while the processors still have to come from China themselves, the boards are manufactured in Europe and they are also assembled in Europe. As I said, there's two types of boards. One is the Carbon V3 and the other is the Carbon S2. So the V3 uses the ESP32 chip and the Carbon S2 uses the ESP32-S2. So we'll look at these separately to see what you get in each board. Okay, let's start with the Carbon V3. So specifically, it uses the ESP32 Pico V3 processor, the dual-core Extensa LX6 running at 240 megahertz. You get Wi-Fi 4, that's 802.11bgnn, and you also get Bluetooth 4.2 with Bluetooth Low Energy 4.2. There's 520k of RAM, 8 megabytes of SPI flash, 2 megabytes of SPI PS RAM. There's an RGB LED that can change, you know, into many, many colors. You've got a QIC or a Stemma QT I2C port. It uses USB-C and it has a battery charging circuit. So that's a pretty comprehensive board. You've got USB-C, that's a great advantage. Lots of flash there and that PS RAM. You've also got the RGB NeoPixel, which is great for being able to show different statuses just by looking at the color that you've created. And as I say, it's also got that I2C connector, the Stemma QT. Very, very simple. You can get a kind of a device that uses I2C with one of those plugs in it. You plug it straight in. In fact, I'm planning a video on showing you how you can monitor your home temperature and then read it over MQTT using one of these boards, just using a kind of a simple temperature sensor that you plug into the board. That's for a future video. So there you go. That's kind of the same thing as a standard a kind of ESP32 board that you can get from AliExpress. It can be programmed in one of two ways. You can use Expressive actual native SDK. Probably the best way to use that is either using the Eclipse version that they've got, a dedicated version of Eclipse they've got for that, or you can actually now get it as a plugin for VS Code, or you can use Arduino. I've been mainly using Arduino with it, and it seems to work pretty well. Now, the other board that the company sells is the Carbon S2. Now, the S2 is really the next generation of ESP chips. So beyond the ESP32, you've now got the S2, and that uses the LX7 CPU core, also clocked at 240 megahertz. So an upgrade. However, there are a couple of important differences that it's worth noting. So while it does use the ESP32S2, which is the Extensa LX7 CPU at 240 megahertz, it's only single core. So not a dual core like the ESP32 that you find in the Carbon V3. This is a single core. Also, it does support Wi-Fi 4, so that's 802.11bgnn, but there's no Bluetooth support. Slightly less RAM, 320k of RAM. 128k of built-in flash that's built into the SoC itself, so no external SPI flash. You still do get the NeoPixel, the RGB pixel. You get one of those I2C QIC or Stemma QT ports, and it's also USB-C. So because of the difference in the specification, the S2 board is significantly cheaper than the Carbon V3 board. So what are the pros and cons? Well, the advantage of the S2 board is that you get that LX7 based CPU, also clocked to 240 megahertz. That actually means actually more efficient. Now I'm going to do another video after this one about comparing all of the ESP processors from the 8266, the ESP32, the S2, the S3, and now also the RISC-V based ones, and just give you an idea of the performance and the power efficiency of these different processors. According to that testing, which I'll show you in that video, the S2 is actually more power efficient than the standard ESP32 that you get in the Carbon V3. However, of course, in terms of overall system performance, you've only got one CPU core. So if you were using both CPU cores on the ESP32, then obviously that's going to have an advantage. So latest generation, you've got, it's actually more power efficient and it's also cheaper. However, the Carbon V3 has all the advantages that you've got Bluetooth built into there, you've got that second core, you've got that external RAM, you've got the PS RAM, you've got more built-in SRAM into the processor itself. So it really does depend on what you want. As they say many times in life, you get what you pay for. So these boards are available in Europe from a company called Arduino Shop, and they are based in Romania. So for purchasing them in Romania and for delivery in Romania, they offer a good price and good delivery. For delivery into countries like Bulgaria and Hungary, you also get good delivery rates. However, if you want to buy them further abroad in the whole of Europe, and I know from my last video that some people even tried to get them from the USA, then unfortunately at the moment the shipping costs are quite high. Now I have spoken to Arduino Shop and they want to point out a few things. One is they're very well aware that the shipping costs are high outside of Romania, Hungary and Bulgaria. They're trying to establish some partners throughout Europe who want to take local stock of these boards and then sell them locally in their countries. They're also well aware their website needs updating at the moment. If you click on, for example, the euros sign to change it from lei, which is the Romanian currency, into euros, it doesn't work properly. And also, as I said, some of the English translations on the website are not up to scratch. Now, they're well aware of those things and they are planning to upgrade their website soon to be able to cope better with international customers. Plus, if you're prepared to battle through a bit of those difficulties, and especially if you're in Eastern Europe, then actually you can get these boards pretty good. And I'm hoping that over time, Arduino Shop will be able to bump up their presence into something much more European-wide, hey, even international. Okay, so coming up, as I said, in future videos, I've got the comparison of all those different ESP chips in terms of performance and power efficiency. I've also got my video coming up comparing the RISC-V microcontroller from ESP, from Expressive Systems, compared to kind of standard ARM ones. Is RISC-V better? Is RISC-V worse? Who offers the best performance? Who offers the best power efficiency? Stay tuned for that video. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. If you enjoyed this video, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos and you like the sound of some of those videos I've just discussed, then why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? You can also follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. And I also have a monthly newsletter. Go over to GaryExplains.com. Type in your email address. No spam. There's going to be no spam there, but you will get that newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.